Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesztc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This simple game we like to play with our listeners begins with us playing the four soundbites for you. All you have to do is sit back and listen to each of these four soundbites, and then you think it over a little bit, and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and tell us which one you're voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, and where you're listening, and what's your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for on this Friday afternoon. You can also email us your vote, talkback@issuesztc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Chris Rosebro talking recently about Priscilla Shirer's plausible-sounding argument about how God speaks to Christians.
God is always speaking, my friend. The fact that you can't hear him doesn't mean he's not speaking. It means you don't have the right hookup. You're not tapped into divine frequency so that your spirit can pick up on hearing the voice of God.
The Bible nowhere says this. Nowhere in the scripture are we given this metaphor or doctrine. This is what Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 4 describes as a plausible sounding argument. The metaphor makes perfect sense to us. The problem is there's no scripture that says that God's out there broadcasting on his frequency, and we need to somehow get the right hookup so that we can then learn how to tune our spirits so that we can hear the broadcast that God is always out there broadcasting on, although it sounds plausible. And unfortunately, this is all too common in American evangelical pulpits. They begin with what they believe is plausible sounding, and then they hunt for passages, and then they read their doctrines into them rather than read out what God's Word reveals. Very, very dangerous way to approach Scripture, because using this technique, you can make the Bible say anything you want. Just take two verses out of context and stick them together. Judas went and hung himself. And then another verse says, "Thou go thou and do likewise." The Bible doesn't teach you to harm yourself, but if you take two verses out of context, you can make the Bible say that.
That's soundbite number one from Pastor Chris Rosebro and Priscilla Schreier's plausible-sounding argument. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that vote via email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org or a tweet at @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right there as well. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Here she is talking about the issue that is at the heart of the sexual revolution.
Children have rights. That children are entitled to a mother and a father and a relationship with their mother and father, and that every adult is entitled to know who they are and to know their own identity, and that those things are breaking down all around us. As soon as you start talking like that and say kids have rights, well, then you see that what we're talking about is much bigger than just whether gay couples should be adopting kids or using sperm banks. We're talking about divorce. We're talking about non-marital childbearing. Talking about all those kind of issues, you know, that you know I've been talking about for years. And the things on the agenda of the Catholic Synod are exactly at the heart of the whole sexual revolution, that whether we approve of divorce and whether we're more concerned about the adults than about the children, that's a huge question. And the West, the whole West, has decided that we care more about adults than we care about children. And the question is the Catholic Church going to follow suit with that? And I think in some pastoral contexts, a lot of guys do. You know, a lot of the priests kind of ignore the fact that the kids are suffering. You know, well, let's get people back into the church, and now let's not say anything too mean about divorced people. We don't want people to feel bad, so on. But what all of that does is sacrifice the interests of the child.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the issue at the heart of the sexual revolution. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, October the 16th, you'll need to vote for it. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, by sending us a tweet at IssuesETC, or an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or by voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from a recent conversation with Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We're doing a series with him on pop culture, and we were talking about technology and the church. Here are some thoughts from him on the use of screens, big screens, TV screens in church.
It's fascinating how quickly we were able to change our minds about that kind of technology being used in the church, how quickly that turned and suddenly became not even something we use, but something which some would say, if you're not using it, then the church can't survive. And all of that without asking, what is this medium actually good for? For many congregations that have gone that route in the evangelical or even Lutheran world, they believe that because these individuals are so used to seeing information on screens, that this is something that must be done in order to teach with. And one of the most fascinating little nuances of this is the move from a screen that has the lyrics to the song you're singing on it to now, if you go into the really cutting-edge places, you don't just have the words on the screen anymore. You have a movie going on behind the words on the screen. You have this constant movement going on to try to, distract you, keep your attention, do both somehow. That speaks to what TV is good for. TV is good for distracting you. That is precisely what it's good for. Now we've got this tool that we're going to use to try to get people closer to the word, but in order to use the tool effectively, we have to distract them from the word. Before we even made the move, why didn't we pause to ask, does it help them to take the word with them more accurately? Have we studied that? Mediacology does study that, and it says pretty clearly, no, it doesn't. It's not more effective than the written word as the written word. And as a people of the word, I'm just amazed that we aren't asking those questions.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the use of screens in church. If you'd like to vote for that one, then do so by all means. If you call, you phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or your tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Now get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we'll take a break, and the break will be a good time for you to call, email, send a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page and cast your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. But first, here's soundbite number four from Pastor Will Whedon, what our actions confess about the Lord's Supper.
I once was at a service with the man who now is my pastor. We begged for the privilege of actually being able to clean up the sacrament, because the way it was distributed there was in plastic throwaway cups that were thrown into the trash. And I just never will forget Pastor Ball and I trying to clean up this horrific mess, lining the bags. You know, the pastor was following a very a standard Lutheran line you sometimes hear. Hey, the blood of Christ is present as you receive it. The rest of the time you don't need to worry about it. It doesn't matter. You can toss it away. It's not a problem. Even if you grant that, you have to grant that this wine then participated in the blood of Christ. Do you treat it as a common thing that you toss into the trash, into a plastic trash bag, and haul out to the streets? No, not if you really confess and believe this. Contrast this with Dr. Luther. It's the last time he celebrated the supper. Shaking with his hand, he spilt some of our Lord's blood onto the floor. He got down on his hands and knees, and he licked up the blood. Some had spilt onto a lady's jacket. He cut the piece out and had it burned, and some had hit the edge of a chair. He had the chair shaved and the wood shavings burned. Anybody watching all this happen? What would be confessed about the supper?
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, on what our actions confess about the Lord's Supper. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebrough, on Priscilla Schreier's plausible-sounding argument? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about the heart of the issue in the sexual revolution? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the use of screens in church? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton, what our actions confess about the Lord's Supper? Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn, your time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, live this Friday afternoon, the 16th of October. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Phone calls, voters get to vote first. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can vote via Twitter at issuesetc or email us your vote. We get them right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebrough on Priscilla Schreier's plausible-sounding argument, or soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the issue at the heart of the sexual revolution, or soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the use of screens in church, or finally, soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton on what our actions confess about the Lord's Supper. Let's go to the phones in Chicago. Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Todd.
Which one do you vote for?
My favorite is number two with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris just cutting through the fog and putting her finger right on the issue. And it made me tremble because I remember Israel being warned against, like, burning their children to a foreign god. And here we are doing likewise.
Chris, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Chicago. By the way, congratulations to the Cubs there for their victory, their recent victory. See, Darren in Alexandria, Virginia says, tough choice this week again. I actually was hoping that you would include Pastor David Peterson's comment about those who try to bring their own garments and their own Jesus to the wedding feast, as I think that was very instructive. However, I'm voting for Pastor Will Wheaton. His entire segment, she says, was how we behave during the church service and what that says about what we believe. And it was brilliant. In fact, it made me think about my own behavior and what it confesses. The story of the aged Luther's treatment of the spilled blood of Christ during the Eucharist was extremely moving and a far cry from even the more reverent among us today, at least from my observation. Darren, thank you very much for listening in Alexandria, Virginia. And by the way, if you have any ideas like that, you hear something from one of those conversations like he did with Pastor David Peterson, just send us an email in the course of the weeks, anytime before Friday, and we'll take it into account. We love getting suggestions for Soundbite of the Week from our listeners. Thank you very much for your vote. Jan listens in Winona, Illinois. Jan says, all the sound bites are great this week, but I'm going to vote for sound bite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebro, on Priscilla Schreier's plausible sounding argument. This is a strong and disturbing example of how American Christianity is looking for God in all the wrong places, within ourselves, rather than in God's word and sacraments. Pointing the lost and those who don't even think that they are lost back to God's word and sacraments should be a strong focus for us as we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Thanks for all the great show topics. Well, thank you, Jan, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Michael listens in Lufkin, Texas. He says, the awareness of what we are given to hold in our hands and what has been or still is left behind after the Lord's Supper is monumental. It is one of the main focal points of the divine service. How we handle our Lord's precious gifts conveys much meaning. His gifts deserve reverence and awe. Michael, thanks for listening in Texas. Couldn't agree more. Chris votes for soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the use of screens in church. He says Pastor Fisk makes an excellent point about tools and entertainment. Randall has a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebro, on Priscilla Schreier's plausible-sounding argument. Says, because when I was in college about 10 years ago, I was a fan of Priscilla Schreier, and I have since become aware of the error that Chris pointed out and have been careful not to fall into that trap myself. Randall, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In Columbia, Missouri, Dave votes for soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, the issue at the heart of the sexual revolution. He says, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse puts her finger on the selfishness of the sexual revolution. Well put, Dave, and thanks for listening out in Columbia. What about the rest of you? There's still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. or a tweet at IssuesETC. This one comes from Chris in Spring, Texas. I have to vote for Pastor Whedon's soundbite because I recently received communion at home, and when a family member asked the pastor what to do with the individual cups, he responded, just throw them in the trash. This recommended treatment of the Lord's Supper shocked me. I chose to treat it reverently by returning it to the earth, and I was thankful that my son was there to witness the better way. This whole interview should be heard by everyone. Thank you for such a wonderful program. Chris, thanks for listening in Spring, Texas, and thanks for your vote. In Green River, Wyoming, Melissa says, soundbite number one, plausible sounding argument. Chris does an excellent job of explaining what is a major issue in preaching today and why it is so very dangerous, says Melissa. Eisegesis is rampant, and Pirate Christian Radio rightly divides the word of truth, showing us the crazy and reasonable sounding false teachers. Melissa, thanks for listening in Wyoming. Nicole's voting for Chris Rosebro's soundbite as well, saying, I would like her, I used to like her until I have learned that what she really teaches, scary. Nicole, thank you very much as well. This one comes from Chris in Comstock Park, Michigan. He says he's voting for Chris Rosebro. His reason, he does a great job of distinguishing between a right-sounding argument and an argument that is actually right. That's a great point. Too often people have a speaker because they sound right and have an aura of authority. Rosebro's words pull the rhetorical wizard's curtain of faux authority back so that we can see the deceiver pulling the levers in pop evangelical land of Oz. Well put, he says, if I didn't vote for Rosebro, he'd make me walk the plank. Just kidding, I think, says Chris. Chris, thanks for your vote there as well. Let's see. That would make soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Rosebro, Priscilla Schreier's plausible sounding argument, your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's hear it again.
God is always speaking, my friend. The fact that you can't hear him doesn't mean he's not speaking. It means you don't have the right hookup. You're not tapped into divine frequency so that your spirit can pick up on hearing the voice of God.
The Bible nowhere says this. Nowhere in the scripture are we given this metaphor or doctrine. This is what Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 4 describes as a plausible sounding argument. The metaphor makes perfect sense to us. The problem is there's no scripture that says that God's out there broadcasting on his frequency and we need to somehow get the right hookup so that we can then learn how to tune our spirits so that we can hear the broadcast that God is always out there broadcasting on. Although it sounds plausible, and unfortunately, this is all too common in American evangelical pulpits. They begin with what they believe is plausible sounding, and then they hunt for passages, and then they read their doctrines into them rather than read out what God's Word reveals. Very, very dangerous way to approach Scripture, because using this technique, you can make the Bible say anything you want. Just take two verses out of context and stick them together. Judas went and hung himself. And then another verse says, "Now go thou and do likewise." The Bible doesn't teach you to harm yourself, but if you take two verses out of context, you can make the Bible say that.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Pastor Chris Roseborough on Priscilla Schreier's Plausible Sounding Argument. The LPR bundle package goes to Chris in Comstock, Michigan. If you'll send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. I know you've had a rough work week. Maybe you'd like to get a promotion or perhaps maybe even make a career change. Well, check out Concordia University Online this weekend at issuesetc.org. They will even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Reformation Sunday with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll also have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the Passover. And coming up next at Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7, the Church observes the person and work of Luke the Evangelist on Sunday, October the 18th. We'll get a biography from Lutheran scholar Dr. Arthur Just next at issuesetc.org.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
When the Apostle Paul stated, "I have become all things to all men," was he talking about fitting in with the world? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled, "All Things to All Men." You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor David Wan's story of failing to find Lutheran theology in several Lutheran churches, but finding it in Scripture and the Lutheran Confessions, the free online Issues Etc. journal.